Welcome to the radio ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship. The Seed is a Christ-centered, God-glorifying, Spirit-filled fellowship of believers eager to share God's love with you. No matter where you've been or where you're at, you are welcome. The Seed is a place to belong and grow in God's grace and love. Our prayer is that you will experience God's grace at the Seed and that you will come to know God's love. Grow in Christ's grace, go in the Holy Spirit's power, sow seeds of faith in our world. Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith.
Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. Listen, Christmas is around the corner. Hope you've got your gifts. You're not listening by chance. God has a message for you. We're going to study Zephaniah chapter 3, 14 to 20, and Luke 1, 39 to 56. The title of this message is Mary's Song of Joy. My prayer as you listen to this message is that you'll be filled with joy. During this season of Advent, we've been looking at the songs of Advent. The first week of Advent, we heard Joseph's song of hope, despite being in the midst of an Advent interruption. Last week, if you were listening to our messages, we heard that Zechariah sang a song of love when he was given his voice back after being not able to speak for 9 months. This Advent season, we're looking at the songs of Advent as our theme. We are in week three. One more week and we're to Christmas Eve. Really, Christmas Eve is only 4 days away. I have a question for you this day. What is the song in your heart? What is the song in your heart? Our Old Testament reading comes from the prophet Zephaniah. Zephaniah prophesied around 640 maybe to 620 BC. That means 600 and some years before Christ was born. He was given the message from God to shake the people up and have them return to God. It's a little known book, Zephaniah, but Zephaniah 3:17 is one of my favorite passages in the Bible. Zephaniah 3:17. In fact, I have a picture of this Christ laughing in PowerPoint, and I have a picture of Christ laughing in my home, in my office. In my office, this passage is on it. The picture is entitled "The Laughing Jesus." I love this image of Christ laughing. Have you ever thought of the Lord our God singing over you? Have you ever thought of singing for the Lord? This Advent season, we're looking at four people who have sung in their hearts, and today we'll hear the about Mary's song. Let us listen for God's word for us today as we come to this third week of Advent. Let us pray. Lord God of all creation, you came to redeem us. You come today to sing over us with your words of Scripture. Help us to have open ears to hear the truth in your word. Stir up a song in each of our hearts and fill us with the joy of the Lord so that we will sing unto you. Amen. Zephaniah chapter 3, 14 to 20. Turn in your Bibles if you're with me. If you're driving or at work, just listen for God's word. And if you don't have a Bible, we would love to send you a Bible. You can email me at pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com and we'll not email you, we'll mail you a Bible, a real hard copy of a Bible. Zephaniah 3, 14 to 20. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout out loud, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your punishment. He has turned back your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm. On that day they will say to Jerusalem, do not fear, O Zion. Do not let your hands hang limp. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love, and he will rejoice over you with singing. Let me read that verse again. Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord your God is with you. I don't know where you're at, but he knows where you're at, and he's with you. He is mighty to save. I don't know what you're going through, but he's going to bring you out of it. He will take great delight in you, and he will quiet you with his love, and he will rejoice over you with singing. The sorrows for the appointed feast I will remove from you, they are a burden and a reproach to you. At that time, I will deal with all who oppressed you. I will rescue the lame and gather those who have been scattered. I will give them praise and honor in every land where they were put to shame. And at that time, I will gather you, and at that time I will bring you home. I will give you honor and praise among all the peoples of the earth when I restore your fortunes before your very eyes, say the Lord. Zephaniah 3:14-20. Our New Testament reading today is the familiar story of Mary's visit to Elizabeth's home in the hill country of Jerusalem. Before we read our passage, let's take a few moments to just set the stage, set the context for it. Earlier in Luke, Elizabeth is already mentioned. Luke tells the story of the angel Gabriel and his visit with Zechariah and the Holy of Holies. I talked about that last week, and if you haven't had a chance to listen, you can go to our website at www.theseedchristianfellowship.com. And listen to the messages. Gabriel tells old Zach, the high priest, that his wife Elizabeth, who is beyond the childbearing age, was going to become pregnant and have a son. They were to name their son John. Zechariah really tripped over this Advent interruption by the angel Gabriel, and as a result, Zechariah was silenced. This week, Mary goes to visit her relative Elizabeth, and there she experiences an Advent interruption that causes her great anxiety and great joy. The very same angel that visited Zechariah now visits Mary. The angel Gabriel brings Mary the news. You're going to bear the Son of God. The stage is set. Let us enter into the story as we read it. Let us listen for God's word to us today. Luke 1:39-56. And at that time, Mary got ready and hurried to the town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she explained, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of our Lord should come to me? And as soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished." And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for us. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, and he has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, and he has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. Mary's song of joy is a journey from fear to faith, then to adoration. As I thought about Mary's journey, fear, faith, and adoration, I realized that we all walk this very same journey every day, don't we? We go from fear to faith, and finally, when the deal is done and over, we give our God adoration because God is sovereign in all of our lives. This past week, I went out and celebrated communion with some of our homebound members. And as we were visiting and sharing communion, I tell them, well, they're my captive audience, I tell them about my sermon series. And many of our homebound are not able to be with us on Sundays, and they love to hear about what the church is learning and studying. Besides visiting with a homebound, I also do pastoral care. And I told one person this week about the sermon series and what the sermon series was, and I talked about how God wants to interrupt our lives this Advent season. I truly believe that God wants to put a new song in each of our hearts this season. We are all preparing our hearts and our homes for Christmas. While we're all surrounded with Christmas music, we might as well let God stir up a song in our own heart. As my friend and I shared, I could see that they had been really struggling with some things from the past and present, and these things have taken the song out of, well, out of his life. Do you know what I mean? Has that happened to you? Has the song been taken out of your life? I shared with my friend that the whole point of the Advent season is for us to look at how the advent of the Messiah is going to interrupt our lives. Joseph's life was interrupted. Zachariah's life was interrupted. Elizabeth's life was interrupted. Today we hear how Mary's life was interrupted. The list goes on and on of people whose lives were interrupted by the birth of Jesus. Why should we all be so shocked to figure out that we too will have our lives interrupted as we journey through our season of Advent? Really, why would we be surprised when God interrupts our lives? Advent is about change. The Latin word or the word Advent comes from the Latin word Adventus, and it means coming. And when things come, there's always a change. Advent is about change, and the Messiah is about change. I thought a lot about this week. I came up with the fact that Advent truly can change us, like it changed Zachariah and Elizabeth and Mary and Joseph the shepherd, Simeon and Anna, the prophets and all the disciples who followed Jesus. I'd encourage you to just go read the first two or three chapters of Luke or the first chapter of Matthew, and you get the Advent story. As the Advent season comes along, we can let it interrupt us and change us, or we can ignore the interruption and go on with business as usual. You've been listening to The Seed of Faith, brought to you by The Seed Christian Fellowship in Rancho Cucamonga. If you don't have a church home, we invite you to come and join us on Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center. Or you can listen to our messages online. If you have a prayer concern, you can email us or go to our website and put your prayer concern down, and we'll pray for you. The question is, this Advent, are we ready for an interruption? Can we let an interruption of the Messiah change us, or are we going to ignore the interruption and go on with business as usual? The first so what is really here in this message early. Are we going to trip over Advent, stumble and stop for a moment, and then return to normal? In essence, what I'm saying is, I mean, Christmas is 4 days away. Are we just going to go back to business as usual on December 26th? Has the advent of the Messiah changed you? Where are you in the journey of Advent? Are you stuck in a valley of fear? Are you moving along the road of faith? Are you already on the mountaintop singing a song of joy? Has the Advent season helped you to put a song in your heart and in your home? Notice that when Mary first encountered the angel Gabriel, the scripture says she was greatly troubled, Luke 1:29. Mary's starting place in her journey of her Advent interruption was fear. The announcement from Gabriel caused Mary to be greatly, not a little, but greatly troubled. At first, Mary's Advent interruption of the Messiah brought feelings of fear. We often lose sight of the reality behind Mary's story. In her culture, a woman who is pregnant and unmarried can run the risk of death by stoning from her father and the other men in the village. All Mary wanted was a nice, normal life. She was already engaged, betrothed. The news from the angel was going to deeply hurt the people she loved the most. Her fiancé would have no reason to believe her story. Her parents would be crushed and the family would be scandalized. People are afraid of change. People are also afraid of the unknown. Things we have never seen or experienced can overwhelm us. Back before the world was understood in our modern terms, chartographers would map out what they knew, but the edges of the map, beyond what they had any knowledge or understanding, they would write, "Beyond here, there are dragons. Beyond here are dragons." That's what they wrote on the maps when they didn't know what else was there. With the news from Gabriel, Mary was in dragon territory. Mary was in the place of the unknown. There was nothing about the angel's news that fit nicely or neatly into her hopes and dreams. Mary's first reaction was understandable. She was greatly troubled. Some of us here today listening know that what it's like to be greatly troubled. Your story may not involve an angel or an unplanned pregnancy, but you've experienced something you did not expect, you never wanted or planned for, or your first reaction included shock, anger, fear, anxiety, and maybe even a sense of loss. In fact, there are very few people who experience a life that even slightly resembles the plans they made when they were young. I'm willing to bet that many of our plans for life did not travel the plan A that lived out in our hearts and minds. None of us included maybe financial hardships, children with special needs, grief and loss, divorce, wartime, moving away from family and friends. The list could go on and on. Some of us are very anxious and feel as if we're in dragon territory. So part one of this message, it's okay to be greatly troubled. It's okay to be greatly afraid. Mary was pregnant with Emmanuel, God with us. She was not married yet. And on one hand, this was great news. And on the other, it was troubling and terrifying. What an Advent interruption this was for Mary. It changed her life forever. Plan A was over. Although Mary started the journey at the place called Advent Fair, she didn't stay there. If we were to read the whole story with the good Dr. Luke gives us, we would read that as soon as Mary was greatly troubled, the angel tells her, "Don't be afraid. You have found favor with God, for nothing is impossible with God." Do you hear how Mary went from fear to faith? She was told by the angel, "Do not be afraid." If you've ever have the time to go through all the angel visitations in the Bible, you'll be shocked to see how often the first words the angels begin with are, "Do not be afraid." Then they deliver some mind-blowing confirmations of some amazing, unbelievable news flashes. "Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found great favor with God, Mary. Nothing is impossible with God, Mary." You know what? You and I need to remember these words. Say them with me. "Don't be afraid, Dave." Better yet, put your name in there. "Don't be afraid. You have found great favor with God." Put your name. "Nothing is impossible with God." I put my name. "Nothing is impossible with God, Dave." If you're stuck in fear, it's time to move out of that neighborhood. Did you hear me? If you're stuck in fear, it's time to move out of that neighborhood. That's how Mary went from fear to faith. Mary treasures her Advent interruption and accepts that it will change her life forever. She believed what the angel had to say to her was true. Whatever her immediate concerns were, Mary believes and begins to treasure her Advent interruption. "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true," Luke 1:38. These are tough times. We seem to be living in a world that could collapse at any moment. I have a great idea. What if we gathered around the message and we were supposed to hear in Scripture today as though it was delivered by angels to each one of us? As I worked on this message this past week, the thing that struck me was Mary's faith. Think of faith this way. Faith is belief plus trust. Faith is belief plus trust. First, Mary intellectually believed what Gabriel said. Mary believed that the virgin birth was possible and could happen. Mary did not doubt. Second, Mary trusted her with her whole life to God's promise. And third, Mary's trust produced an attitude of submission when she said, "May it be to me as you have said." And out of this submission and surrender sprang a faith that acted. Mary immediately obeyed God's word and went to the hill country of Judea. The question remains the same for you and me. Can we, like Mary, say, "I am the Lord's servant"? Can we believe that we've been given favor with God? Hear these words from the Old Testament lesson once again. "The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty warrior who gives victory. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will renew you in his love. He will exalt you with loud singing. Can you imagine that nothing is impossible with God on our side? Can you take faith and trust and put our faith to action? Mary chose to accept her Advent news. Can you imagine the conversation she endured? How in the world does she tell Joseph? How does she tell her parents, her family? We all know how some of those conversations had to go, and yet here is Mary, filled with life and trusting with God. Nothing will be impossible. She put all of her life in God's hand. She was God's servant. Mary then goes to visit her relative Elizabeth in the surrounding hill country. Here's some good advice here. When you're in a tough situation, go see someone you love who loves you. Did you hear me? Maybe you're going through a tough time now. Go see someone who loves you and someone you love. And just like the angel told Mary, there stands Elizabeth, way beyond childbearing age, but now 6 months pregnant. Go talk with someone. Did you know that the word magnifies in the Greek is the very same word as megaphone? Mary really got it. The angel message that had been given to her, the fact that Elizabeth is pregnant, Mary cannot contain her joy, and she gets out her megaphone, her magnifying voice, and breaks out in a joy of celebration. So what? Does this journey sound familiar to you and me? Has Advent interrupted your life? Has the world robbed and stolen your dreams? Has God brought something into your life, something that you neither anticipated nor prepared for? The prophet Zephaniah told the people of Israel when they felt like God had forgotten them, he said that the Lord your God is in your midst, and he is rejoicing over you with singing. What powerful words. What a promise of hope. What a song of joy. You know, Mary grew up hearing those words sung in the synagogue. They were read and prayed. Mary grew up with a hope that the Messiah would change the world, not her life. The so what for us today is this very same Messiah who has a habit of interrupting people's lives has come into our world. Yes, Emmanuel, God with us, is coming into our world this Advent season. Between December 2nd and December 25th, Advent is going to interrupt our lives in one way or another. We don't always get plan A, do we? We love what the chartographer said, beyond here, there are dragons. And very well, there may be dragons, but God is the dragon slayer, who sent his one and only Son into the world, into our lives, in order that he can sing over us and walk with us as we learn to go from fear to faith and then to adoration. Let us pray. God, you are a mighty warrior. Sing over us. Teach us of your acceptance and great love. Help us to give the reins of control over to you and encourage us to become your servants. This Advent season, we open our hearts and our lives to you. Lord, come. Come, Holy Spirit, renew and refresh and sing over us a new song in the midst of our situation. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to wish you all a wonderful and joyous Merry Christmas. May the words of Christ dwell in you richly. May the hope of this Christmas season, the love of this Christmas season, the peace of Christ rule and reign in your homes. May the Prince of Peace, the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, remain in your hearts, not just this season of Advent, but each and every day. My prayer is that you'll know how much your Heavenly Father loves you and that he will never leave you or never forsake you. Know that God is with you. God loves you, and so do I. God bless.
You've been listening to this week's Seed of Faith. Our prayer is that you have come to know how much God loves you. If you would like to know more about the ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship, contact Pastor Dave at his email address, pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com, or you can send a message through the church website, theseedchristianfellowship.com. You are invited to come to church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center. at 11200 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730. The Seed is a wonderful fellowship of believers growing in God's love and grace. And when you do come, please make yourself known to Pastor Dave because he would love to meet you. If you don't have a home church and you would like to find a church in your area, they can send you names of some local churches in your particular area. Well, thanks for joining us this week. And remember, God loves you, and so do we.